Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 17, 2017. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lexstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Any remarks from the audience? So, opportunity for anybody to be heard on any issue. It's quiet. First item, consent agenda.
Mayor, can I make a motion to, sorry, something got caught in my throat. Can I make a motion to amend the consent agenda to add resolution number 150-2018, which has been presented, which is the authorizing the settlement agreement with property owner of 356 and 1056 Ocean Avenue.
We need a motion to add that.
I, that was my motion.
Yes.
Okay, so he needs a second.
Second.
Mayor, roll call, councilmembers Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
Okay, now let's do a consent agenda as amended.
I will make that motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
Second.
Councilmembers Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz. Okay, first up, bond ordinance public hearing number 7-2018, appropriation of funds for various capital equipment. We need a motion to open the public hearing on this ordinance.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz. Yes. Anybody in the audience wish to be heard on this bond ordinance?
Motion to close the public portion.
Second.
Councilmembers Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
About a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Good. Councilman Keeler.
Yes.
Councilman Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein.
Yes.
Councilman Rooney.
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz.
Yes.
Moving on to bond ordinance 8-2018, and this is bond appropriation for various road improvements.
Motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Councilmembers Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
Does anybody wish to be heard on this bond ordinance or road improvements?
Can I say anything? No. No. Okay. Thank you.
Motion to close the public portion.
Do you have any concerns, Councilman?
Not at all.
Oh.
I think it's excellent.
Oh, very good. We have a motion to close. Did I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Councilmembers Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
And a motion to adopt.
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, and a motion and a second. Councilman Keeler.
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein.
Yes.
Councilman Rooney.
Yes.
Councilman Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz.
Yes.
Okay. Third up, bond ordinance number 9-2018, and this is about for various sewer utility improvements. We need a motion to open a public hearing on this bond ordinance.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Yes.
Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on this bond ordinance for sewer utility improvements? Motion closed.
So moved.
Second.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Councilman
Keeler. Yes.
Councilman Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein.
Yes.
Councilman Rooney.
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz.
Yes.
Okay, next up, new business. Got your list.
We move the adoption.
I'll second it.
Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, Any council committee reports? First up, we have beach and grants chaired by Councilman Forbes.
Okay. Looks like the beach was about even with all the bad weekends, but parking was up by 20%. Nobody got hurt on the beach. And there's sample bench up there. Nobody wants to see it, so I got to walk away.
And how do you look?
I think it looked good.
Is that aspect?
Yeah, good color, you know, it's a good combination of color.
You gotta bolt them down, so you gotta pick, unless you want both.
I thought we were...
Some of each.
I thought we were mixing and matching. Is that what we're gonna do? Get like a few of each?
Get what?
I thought we were getting a few of each.
Like some backlist and some...
Yeah, that's what we had talked about.
Yeah, I think the backlist near where people are... You don't want them to hang out, like entrances?
Right.
And then the back ones.
We'll get a count.
Next up, we have finance, insurance, court of volunteers chaired by Councilman Forbes.
Yes, Mayor. The JIF has strongly recommended that member towns increase their liability coverage. We're presently at 10 million general and for elected officials, et cetera, 6. And their recommendation was we go to 20 and 10. And working with Dominic and the staff at JIF, it would come to about, generally, because they haven't got hard numbers yet, be about $3,500 in additional premiums. It would take effect, they wanted to just go into effect immediately, and the billing would take in January, February 2019, and very likely would come out of our dividend. The JIF has a usually a multi, at least over $1 million dividend. So this, for the member towns, they would reduce the dividend and cover it that way. They're concerned that some of the recent court cases, they particularly cited that very bad bus accident in North Jersey, where the driver lost control of the bus and 4 children were killed, et cetera, that we would be much better from a financial perspective if we carried the additional insurance. And I myself think that that's a reasonable premium to get 20 million and 10. So that's one of the issues they've been pushing.
We would get to see the JIF council?
Yes, the JIF will. They'll work it out, and they want to get a thumbs up from member towns. Another thing that came up at the JIF meeting is cybersecurity, and they are quite elaborate in that. And they said that there are only 6 towns in the JIF that are in full compliance with their recommendations. So they like the other towns, that would include Seabright, to work towards that. And they have, and Joe knows the people in charge, that they have a sort of an expert within the JIF, and we can contact him and work through different ideas about how to improve our cybersecurity and to sort of standardize the procedures. And during their presentation, they mentioned some of these cases where things really got out of hand in a town. And in one town in particular, it took them months to unravel the mess, so they're concerned. So that was the second point. And I have one here. I'll have to talk to Roger on this, but they're working up a model, what they call a personnel policy and procedures manual, to make some changes because of recent Supreme Court decisions here in New Jersey, just how you discuss personnel matters in an executive session. They just want to sort of fine tune that.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah.
We did add that new language to our personnel policy, so the one that you adopted tonight includes that.
Okay, very good.
That was in our worksheet.
Yeah. And they particularly said work through your own attorney. So. Look through on that. They just said that.
Yeah, they
Hodges on.
Well, they said there are so many variations, it's best to have your attorney dot the i's and cross the t's. The new prosecutor will be on the job Thursday morning at the Oceanport Court, which is in Shrewsbury. So I plan to see with 10 just to say hello and see how things go. Other than that, they seem to be good over at the court. And let's see. We have a the quarterly safety meeting. This is the JIF safety meeting, safety and review. That'll be this Friday at 9. Anybody wishes to attend, and we go over accidents, incidents, anything like that that's happened, and also anything that's happened in other towns that might be relevant to Seabright. But it's usually well worthwhile. It takes maybe an hour. So that's this Friday. Other than that, progress, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilman. Next up, we have Personnel, Public Relations, and Recreation. Chairman, Councilman Hodges.
I'm going to be very, very brief. We have two farmer markets left. Charlie's favorite topic, and two more of the season, and other than that, progress.
Only two?
Only two.
Wow.
Ordering your tomatoes.
Public safety and education.
That's it?
Library.
That's it. I'm really brief. Okay, so I'll just be not as brief as one. Public safety. Okay, so our chief of police, Sorrentino, John Sorrentino, retired September 1st. And Captain Freeman's here tonight, and he has sort of taken over the reins, basically since, I would say, the beginning of August, and has done a great job. It's been a very smooth transition. You know, Brett has the respect of his officers and the support, which is real important, and it's important for our town that our police department, you know, keeps going in the direction it's going. I feel like with Captain Freeman, we're going to be enforcing the law a little more, which I'm for that, because that's why we have laws and for people to pay attention to what they need to be doing. And Captain Freeman did put together a little report for me here, just some comparisons that I had asked for. Parking summonses in 2017, we had 1,281. And this year we had 1,560, so basically an increase of 320.
Charlie, that's for Memorial Day to Labor Day.
That's just
Memorial Day to
Labor Day? You
should just go 3 months.
You want to?
I can go.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, go ahead. I would love you to do it.
Hello. Okay, so.
Is that right? Right?
Sure. Yeah. No problem. Everyone can hear me. 27, this is a little bit from Memorial Day to Labor Day from the Tata Park. 2017, we wrote 1,281 tickets, give or take a few. This year, 1,560 tickets in 3 months' time. So people are saying we're not doing the tickets from Via Ripa down to that end. Our guys and girls are out there every single weekend in every corner of town. The revenue from Pay the Park, 2017 was about $240,768. This year, we were about $309,652.70. So that's a huge increase. I know it just got easier for people to pay the apps. They stayed longer at the beach. We did have 515 calls for services in the month of August. We had 91 arrests on Memorial Day to Labor Day. The arrests we had in August were DWIs, multiple disorderly conducts, multiple assaults, narcotic offenses, criminal mischiefs, and 65 municipal code violations. So we were busy in the month of August, and it's, as long as the weather stays really busy now, and I definitely anticipate that increasing by a lot next summer with this going up next door for the amount of parking and alcohol related arrests.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, and I really, you know, compliments to the department for, you know, really just doing another amazing job this summer with all the volume and all the crazy stuff that gets thrown at you on a daily basis.
I'm just proud of our department all the time. That Pay the Park is 7 days a week. It never stops. The pain, the maintenance, the tickets, the complaints, it's constantly just, it keeps us going. We can't walk out of headquarters without somebody running at us saying, what do I do? And it's definitely, I mean,
It's down much to say, so.
Yep, and also our first responders, I mean, everybody has done an amazing job keeping this town safe. I mean, there is definitely periods of time in Seabright where it's very congested, and people's patients are running slow, tight, you know, not ready to deal with it, and everybody did a great job. Education, we continue to work on our situation with Shore Regional. I will say that I do believe the mayor and I are going to get this done. It's not going to be easy, but we will continue to work hard, because in Seabright, I think it's one of our biggest issues, what we pay Shore Regional. So we're going to work hard on that. And library, we're ready. We have a new employee in the library, and she's doing a great job. We've had a lot of events on Mondays, so we're just real excited about moving into the new building. And other than that, progress.
Thank you, Councilman. Did Councilman Birdsall give a report?
Progress.
Okay, progress. Public Works Building Department Code Enforcement. I can just speak on behalf a little bit of that. I know I have, as well as other council members, been getting some emails, made a complaint about various code enforcement issues, right? And we've been working with our borough administrator and our code enforcement officers and police department to address those issues. And now they're pursuing them. And I know we talked about it in workshop a little bit, some of the issues downtown. And so hopefully we'll see improved cooperation in the future. Hopefully. All right, that's a final report. Seabright Recovery Capital Plan Flood Control Beautification.
Speaking of the new building, yeah, just to, for anyone who's not up to date on it, we, you know, one thing to note is that we are still under budget by, under our original budget by $428,000, so that's nice. The project, as everyone knows, is a little past due, but we're working closely with our professionals and the contractors just to make sure we keep the project progressing forward, which we are. They are down to essentially punch list territory, which is nice, but that being said, the last 2%, we're just trying to close out as quickly as possible. But hopefully it will be done, you know, within the next month or so in its entirety. But, you know, just working as closely as we can with the contractors to keep them on track. And our architect met with them also this week to go over parts of the punch list, and we're progressing. In terms of municipal building, kind of self-explanatory, they're framing it out now. That is also progressing, even though it's in the early stages, but it looks good from my vantage point, and it's being inspected pretty regularly, and we have our code enforcement officials kind of doing double time on that project, which is a good idea, and moving along. Excited for that progress.
Thank you, Councilman. All right. Mayor's report, communications. I report progress. I think we have a closed session that where we need to discuss litigation and personnel.
Quickly. We'll do it quickly. Yes, ma'am.
So moved. Going to the executive session.
Need a second?
Second.
Council members Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Winnie?
Yes.
Gary, can you stay for 1 minute for the one?
We're going to have our closed session, and then we're going to return and adjourn the meeting.
Good? Yeah. Okay.